Hello everyone and welcome to a new sex toy review. And today's product is the Stella Vibrating Pocket Pussy Male Masturbator with Textured Vagina from Best Vibe. So this seems on the surface to be a pretty bog standard pocket pussy. It's got good detailing. It's got a very, very roast beefy labia, which is nothing wrong with that. Some people like that look, like the flowery look. It doesn't have a functional butthole. If for some reason it has what looks like a butthole kind of pit, but there's nothing there. It's just like a little pit, like a, I don't even know, like just it's this little tiny hole. Like there's nothing in there. See? I'm going to come back to that. Inside, it's pretty standard texture. It's not necessarily realistic. It doesn't have realistic textures. It's basically just for maximum stimulation, which is fine. The big selling point to this is there's a built-in bullet vibrator in the toy. It's nothing to write home about, though. So I'll turn it on. Here's the controls at the top. It has a charger that has connected with magnets. It connects to the magnets. You can see the light turns on and starts flashing. That's how you charge it. You push down on the little clit nub, and it makes the little vibrator turn on. It's just this one vibrator. So if I, let me try to find it. It's right here. So I'm pinching it. It's about this big. It's shaped like a cylinder, and it's right here on the left side of the vagina. It's like a jelly bean, like a cylindrical jelly bean. It's very small. But anyway, you got low, medium, high, and then you got the patterns, and you could see like the lights flash with the patterns. And that's really all she wrote. It's a basic pocket pussy. It's got this built-in vibrator. Here's the problem. Because of the electronics, they thickened up this toy. This is a thick pocket pussy. Normally the way you clean a pocket pussy is you turn it inside out. I would not feel comfortable trying to turn this toy inside out because it's so thick. I mean, it has like little butt cheeks, little tiny doll butt cheeks. It doesn't have a functional butthole, but it's got like a tiny doll butt, if you're into that sort of thing. All right, so here's the issue. It's kind of a pain in the butt to clean because you can't turn it inside out, which is basically the way you clean a pocket pussy is you turn it inside out, clean up all the lube and fluids, and then you dry the inside, turn it right side in, and then clean it up the outside, and then you're done. With this, you have to kind of do the whole where you rinse it out, but then you're not really sure if you got it all. You have to use like drying rods and microfiber rags, and it's kind of a pain in the butt. And all you're really getting is just a pocket pussy with a little bullet vibrator. And I'm not really impressed, especially for the price. Now you might be thinking, but TFM, it's got a vibrator built into it. Most pocket pussies don't have a vibrator built into it. Let me show you something. All right, this is just a random pocket pussy I had in my collection. This is a random bullet vibrator that I had in my collection. And the key is for this random pocket pussy that just happened to have in my collection, it has a functional butthole. Now, the butthole isn't anything to write home about. It's basically just a parallel channel in the same toy. But let me show you something. So I'm going to take, and also, this bullet vibrator is much more powerful than the one in the Stella. So, I don't know if you can hear this. Let me turn it on to its highest setting. All right, so it's on its highest setting. I'm going to place it near the microphone. I don't know if you can hear that. It's not very loud. It's not very powerful. You can feel it, but not really. This bullet vibrator is much bigger. Look at it. Now, I don't know if you can see this. It's pretty powerful. Now, here's the thing. Here's the magic. If I take this pocket pussy that has a butthole, I can put the bullet vibrator in the butthole, and then I can have sex with the vagina, which is perfectly functional vagina with the vibrator in the butthole. And this is much more powerful than this, and it has a functional butthole. So if you want to use the butthole, you can take the bullet vibrator out and you can use the butthole by itself. And this pocket pussy also happens to have a hole for a bullet vibrator. And you could just put the bullet vibrator in that hole if you don't want to use the butthole. If you want the vibrations closer to kind of where your tip is, you could put the bullet vibrator in this hole. If you want the vibrations closer to the base, you could put it in the butthole. The choice is yours. And this adds one more fun kind of coincidence, you could say. The charger for both toys is the same. So this is a rechargeable magnet-based vibrator. I could put the charger. You can see, hold on, look, the light comes on. So it's charging. And this is the same charger for this. So these have the same parts. So, you know, if you had to choose between these two toys, the choice is simple. I would go for this toy because the vibrator is more powerful and it's modular. You can use it in the butthole or you could use it in the base, in this little pocket. And the vibrator is much more powerful, and you could use it by itself as a bullet vibrator. Whereas this, it's not modular. The bullet vibrator is very small. It's only in one place. There you go. So this is one of those things where it's less than the sum of its parts. As far as the pocket pussy as a functional pocket pussy, it's fine. It's just, you know, pocket pussies don't cost that much. The Stella costs, it's supposed to cost $62.36, but it's on sale for $49.89. That's $50 for a pocket pussy with a little vibrator built into it. Whereas if it was something like this, where the vibrator was modular and you could put it in the butthole, or you could put it in the pocket, or you could use it by itself, that's a lot more value. And because there's no electronics in this pocket pussy, you could like clean this a lot easier. You could turn this inside out without fear of ripping it apart or damaging any electronics, because the electronics separate from the pocket pussy. From a manufacturing standpoint, it's easier to make a separate pocket pussy and a separate bullet vibrator and package them together than it is to manufacture a toy like this, where the electronics are fused into the toy and then you have like a control module. You know, like, this is a more intense manufacturing process. So it's less than the sum of its parts and it costs more to manufacture. So this was kind of a misstep. A toy like this with a modular bullet vibrator is the way to go. That's really all I have to say. So I do have a coupon code for the Best Vibe website. I don't recommend getting this toy per se, but it's good for the whole site. So if there's another toy on Best Vibe you want to check out, you could use the coupon code to check it out. That's really all I have to say. So the Stella, not recommended. I think that other toys have done this concept better with more modularity, easy cleaning, probably lower price as well. So skip the Stella, get something else, but check out the Best Vibe website and use the coupon code. Save a little bit of money. That's all I have to say. Thank you, Best Vibe, for sending me your toy. Enjoy the rest of your day. This is Turd Flingy Monkey, and I'll see you next time.